One of the most difficult parts about the slichos is just simply the language is so complex. We're dealing with very complex poetic language, which has a lot of meaning, but they're broken up into different types of paragraphs. So the Yud Gimel Medos are punctuated by different paragraphs that mean different things. And there are an increasing amount of paragraphs between the Yud Gimel Medos and the further we go into the slichos between before Rosh Hashanah and after Rosh Hashanah during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, certainly in the Minag Lita and Poland. So just to appreciate, there are these paragraphs which are called Selicha, which is literally means sorry, right? In contemporary Hebrew. Now that's the general, as I call Selichos, is the plural of these paragraphs, these poetic paragraphs. There are different names of paragraphs. So if you look carefully in the different Selichos booklets, some of them are called a Psicha, an introduction. The general one is called a Selicha. And later on, you'll see other ones called an Akeda as well. They're different denotations. Generally speaking, they have general structures and meter to them. The one that we're going to focus on right now is called a Pizmon. Pizmon is usually towards the end of all of the Selicha, all the Selichot. And the Pizmon is different to the Selicha in the following ways. First of all, it has a refrain which keeps coming back. So for instance, on the first day of Slichos, the refrain is Lishma el harina ve'el atvila, to hear the rina, the joy, and the prayer. Right, so every pizmon will have a recurring refrain. Another aspect of the pizmon is that the pizmon itself will also be said responsively, as opposed to Slicha, the Slichot, which are said at the beginning. Everybody kind of says them themselves. There's a hum as people are saying it silently. We sort of stop at the pizmon, and it's got the hymn-like feature in the sense that the chazan does the first paragraph, the community follows by doing the first paragraph, and then the second paragraph, and then the chazan now follows the community by doing second after the community, and third after the community. That's how the pizmon is generally structured as well. So it's sort of seen as the capstone of this as well. Generally speaking, the pizmon will also relate to the topic of the day. So for instance, on the first night of Slichos, the way the pizmon starts is, B'motzei menucha kidam nucha tzechila. On the day, on the outgoing time of menucha, of rest, that refers to Shabbos. After the end of Shabbos, kidam nucha, we have come early to you in techila at the very beginning. Hat oz nucha mimarom yoshev tehila. Please Hashem, listen to lishmo larina velatvila, which is the refrain. So that's oftentimes as it's used. You will notice one of my favorite pizmons of all is on the ne'ila of Yom Kippur in the slichos that we say there. The pizmon actually is made up of all the refrains of the major pizmonim of all the previous days. So sort of as a capstone of all of those pizmonim is put together as well. What is the difference between this in like fundamentally? So it is interesting to notice, by the way, also there's no Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu that begins a pizmon as opposed to all the other regular slichos. But it is interesting that the Prima Godin, Rav Yosef Ben Meir Ta'omim, who wrote an incredible work, or double work, on Shulchan Aruch, on the Noisei Kelim of Shulchan Aruch, in his Hakdom, in his introduction to Orach Chaim, has two letters. What are the letters about? There are students who wrote letters to him, Igeres Achas and Igeres Shnia. In the second letter, he's responding to a student who makes the unusual request to ask him about the meaning of words in alphabetical order. So it's really literally a laundry list of words. What do these mean, Rebbe? And when he gets to the letter Pei, he asks, what does the word Pizmon mean? So there you have it. What is the Prima Godin respond in this letter? This is very, you know, people, it's very hard to find this. Says the Prima Godin. He explains, based on a Medrash, which is a Yalkut Shimoni in Nach, he describes how Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Yechaltzeni kichofetz bi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should free me because I asked of you, Pizma didei husalka lemeitan li oraisa. The Pizma didei, what does Pizma didei mean? So he understands this means to say is that Pizma is sort of a expression of unfetteredness, an expression of spreading forth, which means that the way the Prima Godim understands this, Rav Yosef explains this in his introduction, is that when it comes to the slichos, there's a very fixed structure of what we're saying and what we're requesting. But when it comes to the pizmon, at the end of the night of Slichos, at the end of the morning of Slichos, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just please, in my own way, I just need help. The supplication intensifies, and therefore is less of a direct prayer, but also more of a capstone, more of a general introduction. This also accounts for, when we gain towards the end of Slichos, appreciating this, which is why there's more emphasis on it as well.